Well, I want to thank Rachel France. I want to thank you guys. Are doing a great job. I wanted to get Aaron to pop in because you have the Eugenics Society in this book, Worshiping Aldous Huxley. This is the progenitor of Ray Kurzweil and all the rest of them saying, you know, if humans are even allowed to stay around, we'll be pets of the globalists that have merged with machines. And, of course, that's the co-founder of Apple saying that. And that's why you have folks like Bill Joy who went to meetings. And he says, I was with 200 top technology owners, and they said, do we kill everybody? I mean, this is all, and the decision's been made, yes. So the cancer's doubled the last 10 years, the diabetes. People are dying all around us. It's only going to get worse. We're all being killed incrementally. Aaron Dykes has now researched this one area probably deeper than I even have. He just has read probably 100 of their own writings. Aaron, they think they've got us. What's your take on this?
Well, the eugenics system really is the world state declaring over 100 years ago that they have the right to control our life processes, who gets to breed, who gets to live, who gets to die. You know, George Bernard Shaw talked about how under socialism you'd be forcibly fed, clothes fed, and if you weren't good enough, you'd be kindly exterminated. Well, it's that same system.
Now they have the machines, so bye-bye.
Eugenics is that system.
Thing is, the elite don't need us. Life's always been cheap. Now it's something toxic.
He talked about
that's why we're being taught humans are evil, so we'll accept, oh, we're dying for Earth.
He talked about Bertrand Russell, who is connected with Julian Huxley on this UNESCO project, which is education, science, culture, the whole thing. Yeah. Your whole life revolves around this eugenics idea. And then here it is, in this eugenics society appraisal of Julian Huxley, brother of Aldous Huxley's life. And chapter 13 is Julian Huxley and eugenics, which he wrote extensively on. And they have one quote from a Dean Inge, who says, eugenics is capable of becoming the most sacred ideal of the human race, as a race, one of the supreme religious duties. Huxley says, I agree entirely. One of the implications of evolutionary biology are grasped. Eugenics will inevitably become part of the religion of the future, or whatever complex of sentiments may in the future take the place of organized religion. And Bertrand Russell wrote about the same thing as part of this eugenic...
And their religion is, by definition, do as thou wilt. We will go on willing. We will kill all of you. We will merge with machines. I don't believe in God. Not yet. I will be your God. I am Ray Kurzweil.
Yeah, but Bertrand...
And then they write about how they're all going to kill each other, too. It's going to be one left. Yeah. There's going to be one Lucifer left. Kill everything else.
And part of this, too, Bertrand Russell talks about after a generation of state-controlled education, children will believe snow is black, you know, whatever they tell them, anything, and smart students will either become part of this hive Borg or they'll be killed. Only the education will only be for the elite.
But that's liberal. Now, liberals call me, but it's liberal. It's liberal. Kill everyone. Liberal.
It's trendy.
It's the way of the future.
It's what everyone's doing.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's in the commercials. It's in the movies. It's in the music. It's in the music videos.
But it's that whole 1984 re-education system admitted. We're told that it's good.
Yeah,
that's what UNESCO is.
Scientific society. And he's talking about making engineering society like these. These guys engineer society, cultures, and we've been trying to expose it. We had run-ins, Alex, with the foundation-funded activist group, a year and a half ago. We were talking about it during the Robert Rodriguez machete during that time because, you know, the public, you know, believe the foundation-funded activist groups are fed the story that the white man's the enemy and, you know, it's indigenous people versus the white people, and that's a real fight, and, you know, the political beliefs is socialism.
And then that's funded by the actual globalists that are spiking their vaccines, so they can go, we're your friend, we hate white people. By the way, the big mega corporations run us, now take these shots.
Yeah. And we had a run-in with a person like down the street, San Antonio, during a street action. We have that video on the We Are Change San Antonio YouTube channel. It's called, quote, InfoWars is Racist. And we run into one of these people, and in the video, break it down.
I've seen the video, yeah.
So that's just an example of social engineering. We're talking about engineering society and a scientific society. I mean, this is all well-documented.
Well, it's playing us off against each other. We're out of time. All of you guys, great job. I know, Aaron, you shouldn't. Mike Adams tomorrow.
Money for metal canning lids year after year, then stop.
Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
You've heard great things about Berkey. You've been thinking of getting a Berkey water purification system, but for some reason, you haven't made your purchase just yet. Okay, here's one more reason to buy the best water purification system you can buy now. The Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com is giving away free Pelican flashlights. Yes, with every purchase of any Berkey water purification system from the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com, you'll receive a free Pelican 2360 LED flashlight, a $39 value. But it won't last long. Only now through July 15th. Hurry, call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653 or shop online at GoBerkey.com. That's Go, BERKEY.com. No coupon code necessary. A free Pelican flashlight is yours with every purchase of any Berkey water purification system only at GoBerkey.com or by calling 877-886-3653. Hurry, offer ends July 15th.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Wednesday, the 13th day of July, 2011. Thank you so much for joining us today. Let me just give you a brief overview of the news we have in front of us here. We have, of course, Obama saying that he cannot guarantee that Social Security checks will go out August 3rd if you don't capitulate to the banksters and let the United States completely collapse into third world banana republic status. Also, continuing, I have these quotes out of the Huffington Post, but I don't ever believe anything they say, so it's I checked it. It's also in the Associated Press, that Senator Mitch McConnell, the leader of the Republicans in the Senate, came out yesterday and proposed, now Republicans refused to go along with it, so he had to back off, but the point is he proposed for Congress to give up the power of the purse and to transfer its power to levy taxes, to sign on to foreign debts, to the president. And why not? Congress has already handed over the power to make war to the president, the power to set up carbon taxes and regulations to the president. The president is announcing, he announced Friday, that in the next few weeks they're going to sign executive orders to restrict the Second Amendment. And they add this Orwellian flourish to the end of the statement the White House communications director did last Friday, that this will be something we can all agree upon, putting folks on a no-gun buy list, just like the no-fly list. Extrajudiciary. No facts, no reason, no judge, no jury, no recourse, no day in court, just you don't own guns anymore, Bubba. And even on the heels of Fast and Furious being admitted to be a federal program that run by the Justice Department with the Attorney General Eric Holder perjuring himself, now it turns out the FBI, DEA are involved, not just ATF, in helping ship the guns into Mexico directly to Los Zetas, the cartel trained by the Pentagon, and, of course, School of Americas in Fort Benning, Georgia. They don't care. They now have expanded the program that we told you they would expand, ordering gun shops from Texas through New Mexico, Arizona, California, that when someone buys high-powered rifles to, quote, report them to the ATF. Now that's a sick joke. Of course, ladies and gentlemen, it's like the government telling you what type of light bulbs you can have or what type of toilet you can have or what type of paint you can have. It's all about you just following orders outside of law, because there is no law that you've got to do that with the ATF. They know full well there's already the instant check that grew out of the five-day waiting period where they run a background check for felonies and warrants when you go and buy any firearm, and it lists how many firearms you're buying, handguns, rifles, shotguns, and they know exactly what you're getting. Instantly in the NICS system, in the computer, when you call, you talk to an FBI operator. I've been there many times buying a firearm, and that's how they do it, and everybody who's bought a gun knows that. So why would the ATF say, well, now when you're selling high-powered rifles, which they consider to be anything above a .22 caliber, and somebody's buying these, you need to go ahead and call us. That is simply allowing them to trigger an investigation so they can come out to your house and harass you. We've already seen cases in the last decade of ATF visiting people that buy, quote, more than 500 rounds of ammo. I've seen it in Texas. I've seen it in New York. They also have deputized sheriff's deputies in many counties. They will come out and ask, why'd you buy 1,000 rounds of ammo? Well, because ammo keeps going up in price, and I want to have plenty of .308 ammo. Well, why are you here at my house? I have no criminal record. I mean, don't you have criminals to deal with? They're like, how about you just let us in your house, Mr. Johnson? I remember seeing this 6-7 years ago in Dallas, Texas. Dallas Morning News reported that they have knock and talk. And now in Boston and New York, they actually force their way in without a warrant. But first, it's a federal grant for local police to train them. First, they just knock and say, we'd like to come in and check your guns, make sure they're safe. Would you like us to look at your guns, ma'am? They always do it in the middle of the day, middle-class areas. And a lot of women get scared and go ahead and let the cops in. I mean, this is just training the cops, acclimating the media, the public, that cops come to your house to talk about your guns, your legal guns. Handgun Control Incorporated admits that's what the federal grants for gun buyback programs are about. When they say, bring your guns in, and it's almost always old ladies, their husband has died or gone to the nursing home. I've seen cases of shotguns that are worth more than $10,000, finely carved collector's items. Just being given to the cops for a $50 coupon, and the cops are laughing. And then in a lot of cities, the cops you've seen end up getting in trouble because, quite frankly, I don't blame them. I'm not saying they should do this, but I don't blame them. That they don't destroy them. They end up keeping them for themselves and selling them. And it's like police busted selling guns from buyback. Well, if an old lady brings in a finely carved double barrel 50-something-year-old shotgun worth $10,000. I mean, it's a crime to destroy those guns. I'm not saying the cops should be selling it out the back door. They shouldn't be doing it in the beginning. I mean, if the old lady comes up with a $10,000 shotgun, you should say, you might want to, or a $1,000 AR-15, whatever the case is. You know, they've got a lot of specialty guns out there. Don't do it. I've seen cases of people turning in Civil War collector North and South rifles that are worth thousands of dollars. I mean, it is almost always men who marry women who were anti-gun, the man dies, or the man's in the nursing home, and the poor dingbat goes in. All right, see, I got all this news to cover. I'm already digressing. The issue here is that they are now unveiling, oh, we have a new ATF rule. Not a congressional law. The ATF says when somebody buys a high-power rifle, you call us. The ATF says. And then next, now the ATF says this. And Obama says, there's not a law. Obama says his regulators, who are former presidents of GE, they get to keep their power plants, but yours are shut down. And they're publicly giving themselves waivers. This is mafia government. This is dictatorship. And so I'll cover this now. Then I'm going to get into U.S. Senator calls for News Corp probe on the hacking over in England by Rupert Murdoch's people. Also, gold is at an all-time high. As of this morning, Kurt had it. Gold close to breaking record as Eurozone debt crisis worsens. It has now broken that. It's what right up at 1,500 and right at $90 or right below it. Silver's also rocketing upwards. We told you that was going to happen. They do these manipulations in the paper market to drive it down, but then every time it retraces its previous heights and eclipses those, we're going to be breaking that down today. We've got incredible guest joining us. She was the top analyst in a major British police department on terror threat matrix prediction systems, and his research found it's the government staging the real large-scale terror attacks. His findings were there are low-scale, low-tech Muslim terrorists, no kidding, who do attack on occasion, but it's very rare. It's like finding a leprechaun in your backyard. It's entering the realm of fantasy, but some say Santa Claus does exist, and that it's the government doing it. So he'll be joining us. And, of course, former Florida Governor Bob Graham came out, one of the head commissioners on the 9/11 commission, and said the U.S. government and Saudi government were protecting and funding at least two of the hijackers. And everybody's like, ooh, Alex, you're right. How'd you know this? Well, Graham wrote this 5 years ago. This was in the Washington Post 3 years ago. But I have Newsweek. I have the Sacramento Bee. I have the Associated Press. I have the San Jose Mercury News. I have the FBI agents in Phoenix and Minneapolis, St. Paul, and Norman, Oklahoma, and Dallas, Texas, and St. Louis, and San Diego, all on record saying they knew exactly what was going to happen on 9/11 and were ordered to stand down. I mean, I have big stacks of mainstream news right after 9/11 that all came out, and I was the bad man for talking about it. I'm like, okay, well, heads of the U.S. embassies are saying they were ordered to let them into the U.S. and that they were U.S. agents. Colonels that headed up spy schools said that the hijackers were in their classes. Newsweek reports they were at U.S. Air Force bases. Here, I've got big stacks. It's all confirmed. They were let in by the government, protected. Dr. James Woods saw Muhammad Atta and others doing drills on the plane like hijacking. And he tried to warn the government. They didn't want to talk to him. It was 5 days before 9/11, or 6 days before 9/11. I mean, Atta and others were running drills, just like the TSA, does drills of sneaking bombs through. You better watch out, by the way, if you're DEA, FBI, CIA, SEAL Team 6, who does drills through the airports. This is how they'll do it. Especially if you're, quote, part of the new Muslim brigades that our military, our government, our supposed government has set up, quote, oh, we want to recruit you American Muslims to join the CIA. You see the ads on TV. We need you to help fight extremism. And really what they're doing is they're getting a gaggle of patsies so they can have you go on board a plane to do a drill. They're going to blow that plane out of the sky, and you're going to be all over the news. And your parents will come out and say, Ahmed was recruited out of college to join the CIA, and the media is just going to laugh at you. And it won't matter, if their college buddy comes out and says, no, Ahmed was recruited in the CIA 3 years ago. Well, his roommate's going to walk out and be hit by a car that day. I mean, that's how they roll. They roll that way. And I know it's fun to be scared of the terrorists and hide under your table all day, but no one can deny, and former Homeland Security head Governor Ridge admitted 2 years ago, that he was ordered to issue fake terror alerts for political purposes. So regardless of what you think is an inside job, they're using it to take our freedom.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the New Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Where can you find a super-strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in Thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, Thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
That's right, bombshell. Saudi and U.S. governments protected hijackers. That's from 9/11 Commissioner Bob Graham. But that's always been known. They were trained at U.S. military bases. They were protected. The U.S. embassies, when they were coming back into the U.S., were told in Saudi Arabia, these men work for the CIA. Let them back in. They're in the terror files as their political cover. Yeah, they're at the topless bars, they're partying, they're got Mossad and FBI paying for their credit cards in San Diego and renting them their houses. But I know, 9/11 wasn't an inside job. I understand. There's just all the videos of cops saying, get back, they're going to blow up Building 7. BBC cuts to Building 7 as it stands and says, Building 7 has fallen from fires into its own footprint 25 minutes before it fell. Oops, we got that little memo early. Oh, there it goes. Ha ha, yes. Yes. Oh, and the government didn't ship tens of thousands of guns into Mexico to the crime cartels to then blame the Second Amendment. Oh, and they don't care that they've been caught. They don't care they've been caught. They went ahead and announced the new gun control, that the executive orders are coming to restrict the Second Amendment. Outside of law, the president just says so. And the ATF's got new rules for gun shops. There's no law, but they say so. And don't look for Republicans to point this out. No, they're going to say, how dare you ship the guns in? How dare you do this? Oh, and then lie about it. Lie to Congress and say they didn't. Even when Holder's caught lying, they're like, well, we better leave this alone because they got dirt on us. You notice Bill Clinton was protected by George Bush. Obama's protecting George W. Bush on the torture and all the rest of it because they all work for the same interest at the end of the day. And I want to get to this news item. Yesterday, Republican leader of the Senate, Mitch McConnell, came out with a letter to the president proposing that the power of the purse, Article 1, Section 7 and 8 of the Constitution, be transferred entirely to the president. And they sold this like, ooh, that's a skillful political move. We'll let him do it and get us more into debt and bankrupt us, and then we'll blame him. Like winning political points is what matters. And that's only for the camp follower Republicans that feel like they're big political analysts and smart. No, this is the ongoing agenda to transfer power into the executive. What did we see Republicans and Democrats do under Bill Clinton? Sign most of Congress's authority over to the private World Trade Organization over our trade, 1996. What did we see with the Glass-Steagall? Sign over all power to the banks to control and the Federal Reserve to control the issuance of currency and credit. And that happened to a certain extent in 1913, but the full transference with the Glass-Steagall and other acts that were gotten rid of in 1998, 1999. So it's this continued transference. These guys are there as traitors, treasonous, and I'm not just using those words, that's what it is, to transfer the power of the Congress, the lawmakers. Well, Obama is the lawmaker now. Congress are the war makers, the lawmakers, the tax raisers, the deciders on debt. And in case you don't believe me, I'm now going to read from the archaic Constitution. You know, that thing that we've seen the last few months, every major publication, including the Statesman here in Austin, saying it's time to get rid of that Constitution. Yeah, private property, due process, checks and balances, separation of power. Yeah, that's why we need states. Why we need a Congress. Why do we need courts? Because we got an imperial presidency. And again, the media will say Jones claims Obama will be a dictator. No, the office is becoming a dictatorship of the bureaucracy and the special interests that own it and run it and whose alumni sit in all the positions of power and regulatory authority. It's fully made up of these corporate non-free market pirates. Article 1, Section 7 deals with spending bills arising in the House, going to the Senate for the power of levying taxes, debts, things like that. Now, Section 8 gets even more specific. The Congress shall have the power to lay and collect taxes, duties, imposts, and excises to pay the debts, and provide for the common defense and general welfare of the United States. But all duties, imposts, and excises shall be uniform throughout the United States. Yeah, how about Obama's forced health care, which is a tax, and he gives his buddies waivers? That's not uniform, is it? No. To borrow money on the credit of the United States. And of course, borrowing money. See, a president could be bought off by a foreign power. That happened a lot in Europe with kings and princes and even elected leaders. So they go on to say the president can't sign deals getting us into debt. The president can't raise debt ceilings. And it says to regulate commerce with foreign nations and among the several states and with the Indian tribes, establish a uniform rule of naturalization. And it goes in to say that they control the coinage, the issuance of weights and measures, currencies, that the Congress is the boss of the military, of everything. But they teach the military that the president's the boss.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations is a Trojan horse? And that the Secretary General of the United Nations has always been a socialist from the day that it was founded? Therefore, it can only bring about a one-world communist government. Do you realize that they will be in charge of all weaponry that the United States and every other nation turns over to it? Any nation that rebels, they will just send the nuclear weapon to bring it into subjection. We'd like to help you understand how these world events are going to affect you in the near future by offering you a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com. or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Behind on your payments or barely making minimums? Massive interest payments have you running like mad in circles. How long can you keep it up? Stop running. Let the Thomason Law Group carefully plan your escape. We're one of only a few remaining debt relief companies to survive massive government crackdowns. Why? Because the Thomason Law Group has proven itself, helping thousands of people like you reclaim their financial future for over 18 solid years. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and offices in all 50 states. Our expert credentialed staff can specifically tailor make your absolute best recovery plan. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call the Thomason Law Group now for a free no obligation consult with a trained legal analyst. 1-800-756-3744. Call now because you're tired of running. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, so finishing up on the latest bit of treason. As the Congress, the lawmakers, the tax authorities transfer or attempt to transfer whatever power they've got left illegally to the president. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell floated a novel way out of the default Tuesday. Well, no, that's what the IMF and World Bank prefer, is a dictatorship, suggesting that Congress give up its power to raise the debt ceiling and instead effectively transfer that authority and the political pain that comes with it to the White House for the remainder of Obama's current term. But then they quote other Republicans here in these articles, saying the proposal is not only likely unconstitutional, it is the worst possible strategy for Republicans who promise to fight the debt to now instead give the president unilateral power to borrow to his heart's content. The McConnell plan is full surrender, the white flag approach. And that is exactly what it is. Mitch McConnell, that I hear conservatives hailing constantly, makes me want to throw up. Yeah, why not give the World Trade Organization the authority over our trade? Why not let the president launch wars if he wants to without getting authorization from Congress? I mean, where is Congress blocking Obama having the EPA go around and shut down all of General Electric's competition in coal power plants. Headline 3 months ago, Secretary of Energy, we're going to shut down massive amounts of coal plants. Headline the same day, Wall Street Journal, Obama signs waivers for General Electric. Obama issues waivers to McDonald's and over 2,000 other firms that don't have to buy insurance for their employees, but I'm not exempt. These rules are going in this year. Think about that. Separate from whether the health care law is legitimate or not, and obviously it isn't. And I know I harp on this out of everything almost every day because, folks, this is a new level of open corruption where all of the president's contributors are exempt from the garbage they bring down on us. That is dictatorship. If you study the Nazis, that is exactly what went on under Hitler. It's corporate fascism. They would pass all these regulations, and then Nazi companies were exempt, and in just a few years, there were no companies but Nazi companies. That's the type of system we're going under, and it is so mind-boggling. You know, people think of discrimination as only, well, I'm white, and I was discriminated by black people, or I'm black, I was discriminated by white people, or I'm Hispanic, I was discriminated against by black people or white people. No. See, they distract you with all of that and obsess over it all day, and certainly some of that goes on. The main issue is, it's back in the news today, 2 years running, General Electric has paid zero taxes and made giant profits. Google pays 2.4. I was seeing numbers of Berkshire Hathaway paying less than 5%. And then meanwhile, constantly in the news, I've got Bill Gates and Warren Buffett and Oprah Winfrey, who they admit, quote, have secret meetings to discuss how to reduce population, source on that, Times of London, lecturing that, telling their audience rich people don't pay enough tax, raise taxes, and the taxes they promote are on people making $125,000 a year. Folks, that isn't rich. The middle class is so important because that's the group that gets their hair done. That's the group that buys cars and clothes and goes to your hotel. That's the group that has a local business and sponsors your radio station. That's the group in the million-plus small businesses that still run everything. We're now a service economy. The middle class is always important. In a service economy, it's all we've got. It's all we've got. And now under Bush and under Obama, we've had the head of the Small Business League on. They are giving almost none of, under federal law, the federal contracts to small businesses, even though under law they're supposed to. And it turns out there's a secret blacklist where small companies, and I'm talking about companies worth $100 million, that's considered small, cannot get government contracts. I mean, if we're going to have this system, shouldn't American companies, shouldn't small businesses get it? No, the big mega offshore corporations get it because they set up the system. They don't pay taxes. They get the government contracts. It's corporate welfare. And that's what I want to see cut. That's what I want to see fixed. And you're not going to hear these stinking Republicans tell you about it. And you're not going to hear the stinking Democrats talk about it because they're on the same team at the top. They're talking about cutting welfare. You know what's going to happen? Because we're already in this dependent mode. I was against it. I am still against it. You know what's going to happen if they kick the 49.5 million? Every few months, it goes up by another million. Within a month, it's going to be 50 million people on full bore food stamps, the little credit cards administered by Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan. Oh, yeah. They make money on that as well. You know what would happen if 50 million people didn't have their soup line, their high-tech 21st century soup line? The cities, every actuary study and government study have shown, will burn within 5 days, which is exactly where they want us, because now if you don't give the bankers the trillions they want every month in, quote, bailout that are really robbery, they've gotten government to sign on to their too-big-to-fail, to their Ponzi scheme that they made money on the front end with, now they make money on the back end with, they're going to pull the plug completely on the economy, and they threatened it in Europe, they threatened total depression and martial law just 2 weeks ago in Greece, they threatened it 3 years ago here, and now they're threatening it again if we don't do everything they say. So instead we just slowly collapse instead of fully collapsing at once, which would be better because it would collapse them. So there's no easy way out on this, but it goes bad to worse. Now, what is Obama saying? He says, if you don't raise that debt ceiling, I may not be able to send your Social Security checks out, which, again, they sell as an entitlement because they stole the money. If you put it in a guaranteed investment of 5%, you'd get on average double the money after 30 years of working. That money's been gone for 50 years. It hadn't been in there. It was leveraged and spent before it ever went in. So now they're going to have all these people on fixed incomes who are going to do whatever the government says and are going to support us going deeper into banana republic debt because they got to get their Social Security check. And down the road, you're not going to get your Social Security check. Oh, you'll still get it in the mail, but it won't buy anything, just like a Deutsche Mark in 1932 wouldn't buy anything. 1 million of them wouldn't buy a piece of bread. 10 million wouldn't buy a loaf by the end of it. They are destroying the value of it. So you're already not getting your Social Security check. Everyone I know who has parents who are living on Social Security, 80, 85, 90-year-old people I know that live at home, and if family wasn't giving them money, they'd be on the street or they'd be in some government-run nursing home, which further bankrupts the society because their Social Security will not pay for jack squat. And it's only begun. So they're always going to dangle that check. Oh, look, we've frozen for 2 years the COLA, the cost of living increase. There's no inflation because the government says so. We fixed the numbers. And everything's fine, and by the way, the Libya war is not a war, and by the way, the president can do whatever he wants, and by the way, he's going to take your guns with executive orders he's announced, but it's no big deal. Mitch McConnell says it's okay. And so they'll dangle these Social Security checks and the welfare and the Lone Star cards and the welfare cards in front of you, but it's not going to matter. It's not going to matter because you're not going to be able to buy as much with it. You're already having the check basically cut in half. Let's go ahead and play a clip of Obama, Barry Sotero, basically engaging in financial terrorism, saying, hey, that's right, you don't go deeper into debt with the bankers, you won't get your money. Instead of saying, yeah, we can still pay our Social Security, we're writing off the 1,000.5 quadrillion that's impossible to pay. You could pay hundreds and hundreds of times all the wealth in the world. This is admitted. This is even in mainstream news. Into the derivatives, and it wouldn't pay it off. You could pay. Jim Rogers talks about this. They all talk about it. John Williams talks about it. Top economist. You could pay everything in hundreds and hundreds of times. It wouldn't pay it off. And notice they bankrupted Spain, Portugal, Italy, all these countries, Greece, Ireland. And every time they have a, quote, bailout, which is, hey, we're too big to fail. Give us hundreds of billions or we'll implode everything. We won't loan your government more money. Well, you're even in more debt than our government. Doesn't matter. Loan us more money. Okay, you gave us the money. Now we loan it back to you at interest, to the government and you individually. And then every time, just give us one more bailout and everything will be fixed. Okay, here's the bailout. Europe's even worse, spiraling out of control, spreading everywhere. Give us even more money, we'll fix it. Okay, here's more. Oh my gosh, it's even worse, it's horrible. Give us even more. Okay, here's even more. Oh, my gosh, everything's even more horrible. Everything's imploding. Oh, my gosh, now we need to take the private pension funds in Europe. Okay, here's part of my private pension fund. Just fix it. Now in Europe, in Greece, in Ireland, they're openly moving to take your private pension fund that the governments of Europe made you for 50 years, put in to these private funds, and now they're saying, well, we're going to take part of that, but if we don't take part of it, the whole thing will be lost. Okay, here's part of it. Oh, my gosh, things are even worse. We've got to take even more. Okay, take more. And pretty soon you have nothing. And through currency devaluation on top of the stealing, you end up with nothing. But they play this incremental rope-a-dope game with you. And, yeah, I'm yelling and screaming. Folks, I feel like I'm living in the Twilight Zone. I can't believe what's going on anymore. I can't believe that the president is announcing he's going to sign an executive order and put you on a no-buy list with no criminal record and no proof, and you can't get off the list. And they're just ordering gun shops now outside of law what to do. I mean, this is called one word, dictatorship. Let me say it again, dictatorship, 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 dictating. You know what a secretary does? She dictates. You dictate to her, and she writes it. I dictate. The word dictate means when the emperor or the pharaoh would stand up and give law, it would be chiseled into stone and put out publicly. I am dictating to you. I am your dictator. You are taking dictation. You are doing what the dictator says. I'm your boss, secretary. Type this out. I'm your boss, America. Do what I say. Obama said 2 days ago, eat your peas like you're a little kid. They always talk to us in this fatherly way, like they're our boss, they're our owner. If you notice, everything's childlike. We're the children, the states are loving mommy and daddy, and the police are our big brother. Well, let me tell you something, police and everybody else. They're stealing your dollar value. They're going to take your pension funds, too. We're all in this together. And if you keep buying into their false narrative, we have no future. Now, here is the clip of Obama and the Obamanoids holding old people hostage, knowing full well they're going to steal every bit of their paycheck in the end through inflation. Here it is.
Can you tell the folks at home that no matter what happens...
Sometimes the computers, that's why we're going to replace them, play them slow. We are going to replace those computers. We're going to try to play this. There's got to be better computers than this. It's got to happen. We're ready with the clip now. Here it is.
Can you tell the folks at home that no matter what happens, the Social Security checks are going to go out on August the 3rd? There are about $20 billion worth of Social Security checks that have to go out the day after the government is supposedly going to go into default.
Well, this is not just a matter of Social Security checks. These are veterans' checks. These are folks on disability and their checks. There are about 70 million checks that go out.
Can you guarantee, as president, those checks will go out on August the 3rd?
I cannot guarantee that those checks go out on August 3rd if we haven't resolved this issue, because there may simply not be the money in the coffers to do it.
All right, that's CBS propaganda news. Now, let's go over this here briefly. We got just shy of 50 million, 49 plus million people and growing on food stamps. There's another 40 million or so on some other form of assistance, so that's 90 million. Let's be conservative, 80 million. You got 70 million people on Social Security. So what's 70 million and 70 million? That's 140 million. So that's close to half the population of the country. There's 310 million people here and another 30 million illegal aliens, most of them on welfare on top of their paychecks. That's the big dirty secret. So we got 330 million people here, and we got 140 million of them openly on government assistance. Okay? You're like, well, I pay for that Social Security. Regardless, you're dependent on government. Okay, which is run by foreign ruthless banks that have imploded countries hundreds of times in the last century and are experts on how to socially engineer this and how to control everything. They put the police state in place. It isn't for Al-Qaeda. Let me give you a news flash. We got their own training manuals. It's for you. So then you've got of the Fortune 500, most of them dependent on government contracts. And you've got individuals on government contracts or private companies that are on government contracts. I mean, do the math. 140 million on some type of welfare. That leaves 160, 170 million people that aren't. Most of them are in some form on a government contract. I've seen some numbers that it's as low as 50 million people in this country who aren't on some type of government dole or who aren't dependent on government. And remember, out of those 50 million, a lot of them are children. I mean, this country is so, well, they got a word for it. We are living in a world to hurt, and we've been maneuvered into this position, and now they're going to hold us hostage every year or two with another bailout, with higher taxes, with more austerity. And the more they cut services, the more they increase the water price, the more they cut cops. I've seen cases where they fire 60+% of the sheriff's deputies, and the sheriff says, I'm sorry, the county has told us to just be revenue generators now to pay our own checks. We're not going to respond to crime by guns. Here's 35 crimes we're not going to respond to, including home invasion by guns. And at least those sheriffs and police chiefs have been honest. You look at Chicago and crime havens like that, they say you can't own a gun, but by the way, we're not going to respond to crime. Do you realize how hardcore this is? We're in a depression. Now Geithner, the head of the Treasury, calls it on Meet the Press. What do you call it? The Great Recession. But wait a minute. They told us the recession ended in March. In June of 2009. So 2 years ago. It ended. I mean, there was but now he said it's going to be the most painful thing that many of us have ever seen, and it's going to go on for a long time. Remember? That's the quote. I played it yesterday. Can we cue up Geithner? I'm going to play that exact quote when we come back. Thank you. So this is the reality of what we're facing. And, you know, I'm the extremist. 15 years ago, I had medical doctors on reading studies that were from a decade before that, that they knew cell phones and rat studies were causing big fat brain tumors and lowering fertility. And here is a whole bunch of mainline university studies. Cell phones, cancer, and fertility. Studies in the U.S., Europe, Australia, all find doubling of brain tumors, doubling, and massive destruction of DNA in sperm. But so what?
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian, the number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at SoupBeanSurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit SoupBeanSurvival.com. That's SoupBeanSurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Happened a couple days ago, and I kept waiting to see the national media cover it, but they didn't. Ron Paul in the key battleground state of New Hampshire in a straw poll garnered 39% of the vote, absolutely trouncing all other competition. Rick Santorum got 12%, Michelle Bachmann even less with 11%, Romney got 9%, but it doesn't matter. The establishment is going to force feed us Romney and Michelle Bachmann, the former IRS tax collector. Continuing here, this is a clip, again, of Geithner saying this is going to be, for many Americans, the toughest time in their life, and it's going to go on for a long time. Here's the clip from Meet the Press.
Well, I think it's going to take a long time still. This is a very tough economy. And I think for a lot of people, it's going to be, it's going to feel very hard, harder than anything they've experienced in a lifetime now for some time to come. And that, but that is because that is the tragic effects of a crisis this deep and this bad caused by a long period of lost opportunities to do things to make the country stronger.
All right, let's stop there. I mean, these are the guys that got rid of Glass-Steagall, that created the derivatives, that signed us onto it, that authored all of this. And they're telling us that it's because we haven't done everything they've told us to do that we're going to have this problem. And the head of General Electric, who heads up the White House Economic Council, is saying we need to get regulations off businesses. He's the guy in there recommending the regulations to shut down his competition, but then he gives speeches about getting rid of regulations. They say zig, they zag. They say black, it's white. They say up, it's down. They say the sky is red, you know it's blue. They say they didn't ship those guns into Mexico, you know you did it. They've been caught lying again. These are crooks. Time to grow up. We're in their clutches. I want to bring Ted Anderson up for this segment and the next little short one. Then we've got a big guest coming up in the next hour. Ted, the owner of the Genesis Network, I've been on for more than 14 years now. Ted Anderson, of course, also the owner of Midas Resources, now what, the fifth or is it the fourth now largest gold and silver company in the nation? That's a great free market story. He buys gold and silver when it's low, sells it to you when it's high at the old low price. Gold now at an all-time global high, right up there at, what, 1,590 smackers. Silver surging in the middle of the summer, normally a doldrum. Can you imagine the fall? If that sounds high now, folks, there's global devaluation of all currencies. The laws of economics say it will only go up. They can play games and drive it down for a period. That's when you should get in and buy it. But since you didn't listen, you can now get in a time machine with Ted Anderson and go back and get gold and silver he bought months ago during the dip, even though it's now high. You can't beat that. Ted Anderson, what do you make of gold at an all-time high?
Well, it's very surprising to see it here in July, but I guess not when you look at the economy and what's going on in Europe and here in the United States. I mean, you're playing Ben Bernanke's thing. I was looking at Reuters and his comments, and it's just amazing, talking about QE3 now. And
yeah, they said they wouldn't do QE3, so you know they will.
Well,
and now he's gone back on that as well, which means further dollar devaluation, total hyperinflation. Ted, you've got a whole list of gold and silver that you bought months ago. It's radio specials. Folks should say Alex Jones radio specials when they call. I want to talk a little bit more about this on the other side, but the number to call, folks, is 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. And I just want to add, Ted, you've got the American Dream animated film. It's top-notch, free. That breaks down the history of the banking cartel takeover and how to beat them. Mark Dice's new, thick, lavish book, Big Brother, Your Orwellian Nightmare Come True. Both of those free when you buy two silver dollars at a price that's now below market. So you buy a great deal on silver dollars, you get a free film and a free book. Ted wants to introduce you to this, and he wants you to get this film out to everybody and the book. Read it yourself and pay it forward. 800-686-2237. Tell them, they'll read you a list of the gold and silver coins that will take you back in time months ago, but Ted is in danger of running out of that, and his prices will go up. We'll briefly tell you some of those smoking prices on the other side. Then we'll get into where Ted sees the markets going. Then we've got a guest joining us. You don't want to miss it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.